Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I hope you enjoyed your 4th of July holiday and celebration. Wow. This is a replay of one of my favorite shows for Oracle Friday. It is with Adele Wang, and she is an energy healer, and it focuses on the dynamics of money in our lives. So please do not call in, because there's no one here to answer the phone for you this morning, but enjoy this Oracle Friday. It is our most popular download because, of course, it's dealing with money. We have had close to 20,000 downloads of this show. So please stay with us for this lesson. I'm sure it will be a blessing for you. And continue to have a wonderful weekend.
And we are so excited because today we're going to talk about that thing that drives us, for many of us, that thing that gets us up in the morning doing the thing that we really don't want to do. You know what that thing is, right? It's money. Money, 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 money. Hey, money. We're going to talk about money today, and we have a wonderful, wonderful guest. Her name is Adele Wang. You guys remember Adele? She came back on about a month or so ago and blew us away. She is a certified energy medicine healer, but she is also an intuitive guide. And we were focusing on her energy healing, and she slipped in her intuitive guide talents. And wow, she blew our socks off. So she's here today, and she's going to be talking to us about money and asking your questions about money. This show is about money, money, money. Oh, we have Dr. Reggie in the house this morning. Hey, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Adele.
Hey, Adele.
Hey.
Listen. Tweet your friends, give them the number to call in, 914-338-0590. Let them know that this is going to blow their socks off. We're getting ready to have money flowing to us freely today. You are going to be blessed today. Adele is going to blow your socks off, remove your blocks, open that flow for money, money, money. Hey, Adele, you ready for that?
I am. Wow. That sounds pretty impressive.
Listen, there are so many people out there who are struggling with their physical and their emotional issues that are relating to anxiety, and I know that through your healing work you have found that a lot of this anxiety is around money and how we think about money, what our beliefs are about money. And here's the thing. You know, a lot of our followers here on Circles of Prosperity know we spent a lot of time in Bruce Lipton's work about the biology of belief, understanding that our beliefs are within our cellular structure, but it's all from our perception. And the bottom line is that we are energy, and guess what? Money is energy, right? So Adele works with energy. I want Adele, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you discovered, Dr. Reggie, Dr. Reggie, I need to let him open. I'm so excited about this. I forgot we have to do an opening prayer. I'm sorry, Reggie.
No, it's okay. That's great. It's great. I mean, a lot of people are already in the energy of prayer anyway, so it's okay.
Yes. Our queue is filling up, but we'll go ahead and do an opening prayer. And then when we finish, I'm going to ask Adele to kind of give us her journey in discovering how money was causing a lot of stress in our lives and how she approaches it. Okay? All right, Dr. Reggie.
Thank you. Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, the balance of all life and all intuition and all things on earth, under every substance, there is you. We thank you for the wonderful guidance, the cosmic realm, to give us power and energy, knowing that we are an embodiment of all the energy that is from you, our Creator. And we thank you for Adele. We thank you for the people listening on the line. And they will use this opportunity to be guided and to be healed and to be blessed with the holy energy that is coming from you through our bodies, through our minds, through our hearts, that we're open and receptive. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Have to open up our hearts to receive this wonderful, wonderful gift today. Open up our hearts. And so let's acknowledge that energy first and align with that energy first. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
So, Adele.
Hey.
Listen, I know. Why don't you talk to us about money for a moment?
Sure. Well, I am an energy medicine healer and intuitive guide. So typically I work with folks coming in with an assortment of physical and emotional things. Oftentimes they're related to anxiety, things like a stomach that's been acting wonky, or insomnia. Sometimes it could be a more serious stress-related issue, like fibromyalgia, or stuff that regular meds working. It's either reached its limit, and people are looking for a broader way to heal themselves, not just to feel better in the moment with a symptom of relief, but to actually feel better. And so I was working with these folks, and in my work, I'm very curious about individuals' walk, because the body is just part and parcel with where this soul is on the planet, with what they're here to do, what they're experiencing, what's showing up for them. And even though they might be showing up with a stomach ache or in the neck, for example, it would never be just that simple that I would run energy into the body to fix their tummy or their neck, because that might help for a little while. But because I'm the kind of person that just loves to hear where people are at inside, I was asking people, tell me about this neck pain. When did it start? And I started noticing, I knew that everything had to do with anxiety. And so many of the things that people were talking about had to do with finances. It's that subject that at first, we might not think, we know on some surface level that, my boss could be a pain in the neck, for example, or, my job stresses me out. And when I trace the specifics of how this person has been dealing with this issue, I'm really like, I realize, I've got to help this person break that block so that the boss doesn't feel like such a pain in the neck, or this person really could find a way to move into a different career that fits better, or let go of the resistance to more money, and because that's how that person's eventually going to let go of the neck pain, or their stomach will clear up, or fibromyalgia, or whatever. So money became a topic that I was very curious about. I did a lot of research about, and it's just a form of energy. We're in a culture that's not very comfortable with this subject. We're either, it's sometimes kind of embarrassing for folks to talk about. We'd rather talk about just about everything else besides our finances. And sometimes people, their spending is just out of, spending is wonky on the credit card. Or maybe, they just don't feel like they're bringing enough in. We are in a difficult economic situation right now. There are a lot of people under a lot of stress with finances, and they can feel like it's sort of out of their control.
Mm-hmm.
It's employment and things like that. And what I have felt is two things. When people are upset and anxious about money, the body goes into this wonky fight or flight state. It's what developed when we were living, outdoors and trying to keep ourselves safe from saber-toothed tigers. And just the thought about the mortgage at the end of the month, ooh, my body's just firing up. Oh, I can't make the rent. Or, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm at the end of the paycheck and there's too much month still left. And, boom, the body's going into that uncomfortable, tight place inside. Everything tenses up. Cortisol levels shoot up. The immune system is not as strong as it could be. Blood pressure, metabolism, everything is affected. And it happens at a blink of an eye. I mean, it's not even like you can stop yourself from doing that. And if you're on a walk and you know that that's happening, then people often do a lot of good work for themselves with prayer, meditation. Okay, now I got to calm down. You know, I thought about my rent check or how I don't have enough money for the gas in the car, and boom, my body went into that icky state. I'm anxious, my tummy hurts, and I'm going to now calm down. And the thing about that is then you got to spend a lot of energy to calm yourself down. You know, so it's this spike of high anxiety, which is draining my energy and making me feel crappy. And then I got to spend a lot of energy to calm down. And so this, you know, back and forth can be very tiring for people.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, go
just
ahead.
For a moment here. Because you slipped this in real quick. You said money is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you expand on that? And
then
the second thing that I it's actually a comment, and I'm only bringing this up because I have a lot of people here that we went through Bruce Lipton's work, and he says that the moment that you are anxious, then the body moves into protection mode. That means that all of your energy is focused on protection, and it's robbing you of the energy required for growth.
Absolutely.
And we're growing all the time, right? Our cells are developing. It robs it. So those were the two things, because I want to bring them back to the teaching so that they can see how it underlines, it stands under the things that you're saying. But tell us about your interpretation of money as energy.
It's a way of exchanging energy for goods and services. It's neither good nor bad. It is just a manifestation of energy. You know, if I work all day, you know, I could be paid with a chicken, or people could stop by my house and drop over some pizzas. But we've evolved from that sort of barter system, which is just an exchange of energy. And if I give you this energy for a good or service, you give me in exchange for some sort of good or service, and that keeps everyone sustaining in their contribution and in the ability to receive. It's a cycle. And in the best way, in the best models, you know, everything is nice and balanced. There would not be a huge imbalance of giving and receiving and things like that. So we evolved that we have this thing called money, which in of itself is not good or bad. It's just a thing of exchange. What seems to cause the problems is the belief and the stuff that we superimpose on it, how we think about it. Either I'm always chasing it, you know, there's never enough. There never was enough growing up. My whole life has been chasing the dollar. Or it could be something like, you know, in my family, nobody thought very highly of rich people. Those people are selfish. Why would I want to be like them? You know, it's more godly to be close to the earth and struggle my whole life. You know, these are things that we picked up when we were busy. And we didn't really associate with money directly, but they are very powerful in how and why we behave the way we do when it comes to career, when it comes to spending and earning patterns or investment. You know, how do you feel about investing? Well, you know, I would rather put all my cash in the mattress, or I don't trust the stock market, or some people, opposite, hoarding. You know, like I've worked with folks that live in very, very expensive houses that are afraid to spend. You know, it piles up because there could be, that causes a lot of anxiety, and there's some healing that needs to happen. But overall, my point is that healing our money issues is just a part of the overall healing of the spirit. It's really integral to who we are. So that's why I think it's a fascinating subject, if that answers your question.
It does. It does. And I think it opens up, you know, our audience to understand where you're coming from and how you will approach their questions today. So we also have a chat room, and people may be coming into the chat room and asking questions as well. So I just want to let everybody know, if you have a question for Adele this morning, you need to press 1 on your telephone keypad. I have quite a few callers here, but they haven't pressed 1, so maybe you want to wait a little while and see what's going on, but I definitely encourage you to press 1 and share what's going on in your life about money. We're going to go to our first caller this morning.
Okay.
Okay, good morning, 2391. You're on the air.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. What's your name?
My name is Don.
Don?
Yes.
Hi, Don. You have a question for Adele?
Yes.
Hey, Don.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great also. Things are definitely getting better.
Wonderful.
Yes.
What's going on, Don?
I have two issues that I feel like that really keeping me from really being financially free, and that is, 1, low self-confidence, and 2, I secretly hate money, because like you were saying, of all seeing all these people, wealthy people, of all these wicked things that they've done in the name of money, so that's really created this secret, strong hatred. Anytime I hear the word, it's just, my head shakes, but at the same time, I know that I need it, because I'm entrepreneur-minded, but I can't speak anything. We need it in order to find the freedom that I'm seeking at the same time. See what I'm saying?
I do, Don, and those are great questions. And thanks for bringing them up, because in talking about this stuff, it's so much easier for me to bring this stuff to life with an example. So you're providing an excellent example. Yes. So the first thing you said was low confidence, and this is where healing money issues is just part of healing the rest of you, of course. So it's not just about – the thing that I like to emphasize with clients is that when we're healing money issues, it's not really about – I mean, they are doing a lot of good work for themselves. They are doing a lot of good meditations, they're doing prayer, they're doing white light visualizations, they're picturing the money showing up in the checking account, and that stuff is good, but it's not always enough. Those exercises, you know, and reading about our beliefs about money and great stuff, but they tend to be very upper oriented, if you know what about the chakra system. They tend to be more on the 5th, 6th, and 7th, which is more the higher realms, the spiritual realms, and we need those. But most, I would say 80% of where people are struggling with finances are in the lower chakras. So things like confidence, things like, you know, I'm really uncomfortable around wealthy people. Like if I'm in a room with rich people, you know, the back of my neck tenses up. What are they thinking of me? All I can think of is they are greedy, manipulative folks. I don't want to have anything to do with these people. They are responsible for the evils of the world, and I don't want to have anything to do with them. So the internal conflict about, well, at the same time, I'm trying to create a successful business as an entrepreneur. I need to find a way to improve my relationship with money in general, because there's a part of me that, you know, I'll let in some. You know, I'll let myself manifest or create up to a certain point, whatever that point is. And I might just make enough to get by, you know, like not too much, you know, because that might make me, you know, think too much of myself, but just enough to get by. And that way I feel very humble. I feel honest, and I don't want to be a greedy person. Does that make sense to you, Don?
Yes, that's exactly what's been going through my head.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading in your field. I forgot to mention, when I look at people, I'm doing like a reading of the energy. It's a shortcut. So, but tell me if I, you know, something, because I'm reading it, and if I'm not saying it exactly, let me know. It's easier on this call probably to focus on the second thing you mentioned. The first one with self-confidence, that is directly related. There's some work we can do on that that's more, I don't know how much time we'll have on that, but I definitely can see it's a first chakra issue, confidence. But don't worry, this is the stuff I work with all day long. But the second one is it's an easier illustration to help get you some immediate breakthroughs. Does that sound good to you, Don?
Yes.
Okay. So when you think of rich people, tell me what you feel in your body. I love this question. I get this a lot. So, you know, sometimes people say, it really makes me mad. I'm looking at them, and they are wrecking the economy. They are taking advantage of us, you know, ordinary folk. They are manipulating everything, to, you know, whether it's the tax code or... Tell me what you're feeling in your body when you think of wealthy people.
Wicked, wicked, very wicked.
Wicked. Okay, say more about wicked.
As far as, you know, certain association that, you know, saying that works to destroy the masses, you know, just pure wicked.
They work to what?
Put the masses in slavery, you know.
Okay. You mean they keep people in slavery with their money?
Yeah. And all the wickedness that they do around the world, you know what I'm saying, keep the people in poverty. Hoarding, like you were saying, really.
Hoarding.
Hoard a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
They share based upon hypocrisy, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not really because they have a good heart. I don't feel like they have a good heart. They don't really share because they actually care, but they do it based on hypocrisy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And as you're thinking about these rich people who are keeping the masses in slavery and, you know, hypocrisy and hoarding, what are you feeling in your body? It could be your tummy starts feeling a little funny, shoulders get a little tensed up, or you just get mad, or what are you feeling in your body when you think about wealthy people, Don?
Everything, especially anger.
Anger?
No.
Okay.
Anger
pulls
them. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And also, yeah, I feel a lot of roughness around my body, too. You know, actual anger.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, this is an energy block that you have around money and wealthy people. So this, especially when you're trying to run a business, this is going to get in your way. It's going to make you feel a little bit ambivalent about making too much. Because who wants to end up being, you know, hoarding and hurting people and being wicked? And at the same time, you would like to strengthen your business. How is your business doing these days overall?
Yeah, I have a good team together, you know. It's not in place yet, but right now the team is being put together as far as different lines and everything. In fact, I'm supposed to meet with an individual who I met recently, who I didn't even know was into business, but once we started talking and then, you know, and then he was a business individual. So I have a lot of business-minded people around me as far as that.
Fabulous.
Who's going to help.
So the enterprise hasn't started actually generating yet, but you're keying things up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I would like to, on this call today, to just help you lose some of this anger on money, because that's going to stand in your way from making too much. You'll let yourself make some, but subconsciously you might go, ooh, once I hit a certain amount, whatever that is, and for some people it's, you know, 30,000, you know, and somebody else will say, you know, I'll let myself make about 75. And they notice, you know, I can never make more than that. It's like I've sort of reached a certain limit. And it's really frustrating when people are trying to create the more. So when you think about the anger of wealthy people, how they've sort of kept everyone in slavery and, you know, controlling the world and, you know, it's just wrong. How loud is that anger in your body? if 10 is like really, really loud, it's unfair, and, you know, you're just so mad, and 0 is it doesn't bother you at all, where would you be on the spectrum?
Right now?
Mm-hmm. When you think about this topic.
Probably a 9 or a 10.
Wow, that's really high. Okay, yes, we got to, let's do something right now so that this doesn't upset you so much. Because every time you think about wealthy people, it's sapping your energy. And that's probably going to happen at least 15, 20 times a day. It's affecting your health, and it'll affect your productivity with this business you're trying to start. There is a connection going on here. So I would like to help your business take off more smoothly instead of, like, you know, stop, start, you know, that kind of break energy going on. So we're going to do the way I work in helping people let go of the blocks is it's a tapping. You guys may be familiar with EFT. Don't worry, I'll talk you through it. But it's the fastest way I know in helping people let go of the blocks, because most everyone on this call has done great work. You're reading books about beliefs and blocks. Well, once you know what they are, what do you do? You know, and that's the what. What is my belief about money that could be holding me back from manifesting? That's the what. I am more interested in the how. And so I'm going to show you a how today that I do with a lot of my clients. I can get things moving. That's why I was so curious. What do you feel in your body? I feel rough. You know, it's on the intensity of a 9. That is enough to really affect your business, Don. So in order to help more things flow easier, we're going to just sort of unplug some of the kinks around the energetic of money. I'm feeling there's probably several more in your field, but just for now on this call. So for everyone else on the call, you can follow along with Don. And Don, you can just repeat after me, and I'll tell you what to do. How does that sound?
Sounds
good.
Does
that make sense to you, Don? Okay. So these are acupuncture points, and don't worry, no needles. But we're going to use your body in helping you let go of this anger you feel towards rich people on the planet. How does that sound? It would be nice to not carry around this much anger, yeah? So the first thing I want you to do is just tap the side of your hand. It is where the karate qigong masters break a board. You know, you might remember when you were a little kid, they went bam, and they broke a board. It's the side of the hand. You don't have to be super exact, but just tap the side of your hand with one finger. Just tap, 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 easy peasy, and just repeat after me. And as we do this, notice what feelings come up. You might have a memory, an aha. You might start feeling a little hot in your body. It's all okay. And if it doesn't make sense, just ask me questions. That sound good, Don?
Yes, which hand?
It doesn't matter. You can use your right hand, and you can tap the left hand, or it doesn't matter. Just tap the side of your hand, easy peasy, and just tap. And just repeat after me. Even though rich people make me so mad. You see that?
Even though rich people make me so mad.
Because they control everything.
Because they control everything.
And I feel so powerless around them.
And I feel so powerless around them.
Mm-hmm. And it makes my tummy feel funny.
It makes my tummy feel funny.
Mm-hmm.
I deeply and completely
accept these feelings anyway.
Accept these feelings anyway.
Just keep tapping. Even though rich people make me really uncomfortable.
Even though rich people make me really uncomfortable.
And part of me never wants to be like them.
Pardon me. Repeat that again, please.
Part of me never wants to be like them.
A part of me never wants to be like them.
And at the same time, I'm trying to start a business.
At the same time, I'm trying to start a business.
And I hope the business does well.
And I hope that the business goes well.
I feel a little conflicted about this.
I feel a little conflicted about this.
Mm-hmm. I deeply and completely accept these feelings anyway.
Accept these feelings anyway.
Yeah, okay. So just tap the tippy top of your head. There are acupuncture points up there. Just tap, tap, tap. And just echo me as we talk through the points, and notice what comes up for you. And I just love that you're bringing up this issue, Don, because this resentment towards rich people is very common. So why would I want to be one of them? You know, it's very common. So just tap the top of your head. You know, rich people make me so mad.
Rich people make me so mad.
Yeah. In between your eyebrows, there's it's kind of like in your third eye on your forehead, just in between both eyebrows, just tap, tap, tap. They think they're better than me.
Repeat that.
They think they're better than I am.
They think they're better than I am.
Mm-hmm. Side of the eyes. And that makes me so mad.
That makes me so mad.
Underneath the eyes. I can see them now. Now, this is like right under your eye, like on the cheekbone. Just keep tapping. I can see them now.
I see them now.
Yeah, underneath your nose, above your lip, kind of like where your mustache might be if you had a mustache. Just keep tapping them up. They're so smug about having all that money.
They're so smug about having all that money.
Underneath their lip, above your chin. It's kind of like in the dip of your chin. Yeah, just keep tapping there. Yeah. They hoard their power.
They hoard their power.
Yeah, excellent. Now, on the collarbone, if you go to your collarbone and come down an inch, there's a place on your chest wall that sometimes gets a little sore. This is kidney 27. It's a very popular acupuncture point. You don't have to be exact, but just tap, 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 tap. Yeah, yeah. And just keep tapping. They take advantage of other people.
They take advantage of other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, underneath your armpit, kind of about 4 inches under your armpit, like where your the seam of your shirt might be. Yeah, there's a spleen meridian point. Just tap right there. And it's so unfair.
And it's so unfair.
Yep. Top of the head. It makes me so mad.
It makes me so mad.
Yeah, and we're just going through the same points again, in between the eyebrows. I never want to be like them.
I never want to be like them.
Side of the eyes, because they're just wicked.
But they're just wicked.
Yeah, underneath the eyes. I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they are.
Underneath the nose. I don't know them personally.
I don't know them personally.
Underneath the lip, above the chin. But I'm sure they're wicked.
But I'm sure they're wicked.
Collarbone and that sore place. Yeah, you're doing great, Don. Just notice what you notice as we keep doing this. They are responsible for all the evils of the world.
They are responsible for all the evil of the world.
Yep, underneath the armpit. I read about it every day.
I read about it every day.
Top of the head. Rich people are corrupt.
Rich people are what?
Are corrupt.
Rich people are corrupt.
In between the eyebrows. I never want to be like that.
I never want to be like that.
Side of the eyes. And at the same time.
But at the same time.
Underneath the eyes, I would like to have a successful business.
I would like to have a successful business.
Underneath the nose, I just don't want to be a corrupt, immoral, wicked, rich person.
I just don't want to be a corrupt, immoral, rich person.
Yeah, underneath the lip, I wonder if that's possible.
I wonder if that's possible.
Collarbone, yeah. Just keep tapping. It's possible there are rich people who are very wicked.
It's possible that there are rich people who are very wicked.
Underneath the armpit. Just like there are poor people who are very wicked.
Just like there are poor people who are very wicked.
Top of the head. There are rich people who do great spiritual things.
There are rich people who do great spiritual things.
In between the eyebrows. There are poor people who do great spiritual things.
There are poor people who do great spiritual things.
Side of the eyes. I wonder if it's possible.
I wonder if it's possible.
Underneath the eyes. That being a spiritual kind person.
That being a spiritual kind person.
underneath the nose doesn't really matter, doesn't really have anything to do with money.
I wonder whether it has anything to do with money.
Yeah. Underneath the lip, I could choose to be someone with money.
I could choose to be someone with money.
Underneath, on your collarbone, and have a kind and loving heart.
And have this kind of money.
A kind and loving heart.
And I have a kind and loving heart.
Yeah, underneath the armpit. I can choose how I want to be with money.
I could choose how I want to be with money.
Top of the head. And I don't want to be a rich, wicked person.
And I don't want to be a rich, wicked person.
In between the eyebrows. In fact, I give myself permission.
If I give myself permission.
Side of the eyes, to be a rich, kind, spiritual person.
To be a rich, kind, spiritual person.
Underneath the eyes. I wonder if that's possible.
I wonder if that's possible.
Underneath the nose. There are rich people who are total jerks.
There are rich people who are total jerks.
Underneath the lips. There are rich people who do great work for other people.
There are rich people who do great work for other people.
Collarbone. There are poor people who are total jerks.
There are poor people who are also jerks.
Mm-hmm. Underneath the armpit. And there are poor people who do great things for their fellow man.
And there are poor people who do great things for their fellow man.
Top of the head. I choose how I want to be with money.
I choose who I want to be with money.
Yeah. Okay, Don, just take a couple deep breaths. Oh, goodness. And tell me what came up for you as we did this general round about, you know, when we started, you were so mad at rich people. You know, they just turned you off. They have been controlling the world. It's unfair. You were a 9, which is very high. Where are you now with that funky, rough-edged feeling in your body?
Probably a 4.
Wonderful. Okay, that's a huge drop. And I'm so glad you brought this up, because what you just brought up is something I hear in my office every day. It's this anger at rich people, the idea that money has corrupted them. And you can think of people like Deepak Chopra, who does very well, who has devoted his life's work to helping humanity. Bill Gates, my gosh, multi-billionaire, you know, devoting his life to helping the world. Not everyone with a lot of money is a jerk. And there are a lot of people with no money that are total jerks. So it may not be the money. It may be a perception that money corrupts, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It's a relief, isn't it, to not have this anger towards rich people?
Yes, it is.
Tell me what's left in the 4. I would love to get it a little bit lower if possible. 4 is still on the moderate side, but this is going to help you, Don, be very successful in your business. Because as long as you think that if you make too much, uh-oh, what if you turn into one of them? Why would you want to be too successful, you know? So what's left in the 4?
The fact that they might really want to come to me to they might – the fact that as soon as I start making a certain amount of money, that they'll come to me and trying to control me and be part of their whole thing, whatever they're doing.
Oh, you mean the wealthy people will come after you and try to turn you to be like them, kind of thing?
Exactly.
Or do you mean other people will be after your cash? Which do you mean?
I don't fear other people coming after my cash. I just fear
wealth
coming after me, wanting me to be like them, not putting an ultimatum.
Okay, all right, okay. We're just going to do one more round. I would like to give you, your heart, a little bit more confidence in that, because, again, these are the blocks that keep people from moving ahead to be able to manifest more. You can sit at home all day and hope for a successful business, but as long as there's this much stuff in your energy field about what it means to be wealthy, what if they come after me, they're going to turn me into this immoral person, whoa, you know. So tell me more that they would come after me and make me greedy, or tell me more about that.
Make me greedy, make me, because I think they're all the same brain. I think they're all one. And to be
okay,
to reach at a certain level, you have to be at one with them. So that's my fear.
Oh, okay. Like you would lose your good core inside?
Exactly.
That's what I'm reading in your field.
Not necessarily me losing it, but them trying to get rid of me because I would refuse to lose it.
Okay. It feels a little bit like, energetically, I'm pinging your field here, Don. It feels to me like if you start getting successful, they'll notice you, you know? And that ties into the confidence thing. I don't want people to see me. You know, I'm used to being invisible. Okay, that's another block we could work on another time. But these things are all related. All roads lead to Rome. And so even though we started this conversation about money, we're healing many parts of you at the same time that have to do with being seen. There's something about being seen for you, Don, that is pretty scary. And that's bigger than just the money conversation. That has to do with, you know, why am I here on the planet and people seeing me? But that's, let's just do a little bit of tapping on this. Okay, top of the head. If I get successful, can you tap the top of your head and say, if I get successful?
If
I get successful.
If I get successful.
In between the eyebrows, people are going to notice me.
People are going to notice me.
Side of the eyes. And that makes me a little nervous. Underneath the eyes, rich people are going to notice me. Underneath the nose. And that makes me really uncomfortable. Underneath the lip, because I don't want to be like them.
Because I do not want to be like them.
Collarbone. I want to keep my good core. Underneath the armpit.
My sense of value.
Top of the head. Treating people right. In between the eyebrows. What if they come after me? Side of the eyes. And try to make me like them. Underneath the eyes. I don't want to lose my values. Underneath the nose.
I'm very open to the possibility.
Underneath the lip.
I'll handle my wealth just fine.
Collarbone. And I'll keep my values. Underneath the armpit, because I'm the same person with the same values. Top of the head,
whether I have a lot of money.
In between the eyebrows, or no money at all. Side of the eyes, I'm the same good guy. Yeah, underneath the eyes, I'm the same me.
Yeah.
Just take a couple deep breaths. And just think about these rich people coming after you get you to join their country club or whatever, buy a fancy car. What are you feeling now in terms of that anxiety of being noticed for your new business success? You were at a four. Are you still at a four? Has it gone up or dropped?
It definitely dropped. And then as soon as you were saying that, something came. Something came that said, I'll protect you.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. See, this is how I work. The body is speaking. You've stored all this in your tissue. But no matter how much meditation and visualization you're doing, people go, well, why isn't it happening? It's this stuff. You know, and if we had a whole session, I guarantee you there'd be more unveiling. I'm pinging the field here. There's a certain, there's a little bit of ambivalence about money in your field, Don, about whether it's good or bad. And, you know, do I deserve it? That kind of stuff. And if we had a whole session, I'd help you with that. But these are moving blocks so that you can move forward in your business a lot easier. Because I'm telling you, as an entrepreneur, you're probably going to be marketing to people with money, you know? So you got to feel comfortable around them, you know? And if I'm inside cringing every time I talk to someone who's driving a Beamer, that's not going to help my marketing to them. I won't be able to meet them with my heart open. I'll be like, you know. And so that's going to keep you from being as successful in manifesting as you could. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Wonderful. Good
Don,
luck.
Thank you
Wonderful.
So much. This was awesome. Thank you, Don, for sharing and being our first person this morning.
Yeah. Great point.
And I'm glad you got some relief, you know. It was awesome. You know what I noticed when you were talking to him? In the beginning, you could barely understand him. He was swallowing his words. He was choking on his anger almost. And then after you went through this session with him, you could hear the clarity of his voice. His strength
Isn't
was coming
beautiful?
Back.
Yeah.
It's
That's
amazing.
So great. You know, we think we're healing our money issues, and we are, but it's really the whole person, you know, and it could have been when I was 3 in my family, you know, we never talked to those people on the other side of the tracks because they're, you know, they're bad. And
right.
so I grew up with this idea that to be a humble, you know, connected person to God, well, you shouldn't expect to be wealthy. You know, that would just be greedy.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see someone drive by in a Beamer who thinks he's so much better than me, which may or may not be true, I get so angry because I've lost my power.
Mm-hmm.
And then here I am trying to create a business. You know, I'd like it to do well, but with that kind of money block, it would be difficult to let myself manifest more than just the minimum. You know, just enough. And if I have too much, well, that would just be greedy. This is a very common money block. Yes.
It certainly is. And then listen, here's the thing. We know that what's going on the inside is what really is manifested on the outside. So there may be this one desire, like you say, to be successful, but you've got all of these deep-seated fears and labels and judgments. That's truly what's going on the inside, and that is the experience that you're manifesting on the outside. That's amazing.
Right.
An amazing.
And I love the people on this call because they already have the consciousness and the awareness. It's just the piece that's missing is the how. Like, now that I know the what, like, oh, yes, I have money blocks, and it is the result of my inside reflecting the outside, it can be very frustrating without a tool or a way to heal that. Because I might know, hey, I've got a block, you know, I'm not going to let myself make more than $40,000 a year or whatever it is. And doggone, you know, I'm journaling, I'm praying, I'm white light visualization, and it's not happening. And people can get very frustrated with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in my work, it's like we've got to incorporate the body, because when we use the acupuncture points and the tapping, the body starts to talk. Because as I was pinging in Don's field, you know, I'm looking at him psychically, I could feel the heat moving. There is a lot stored in that body. And then if we had more time, he might talk a little bit about the guilt of having too much money. That would be another block. Or money corrupts. You know, I've seen it over and over in my life. And that may or may not happen because there are rich people who are corrupt, and there's some that aren't. You know?
Right.
So which kind of wealthy person would you like to be? And would it be possible? Well, I don't know. I think I'd be corrupted. I'd be corruptible. Okay, that's another wound, perhaps confidence-related, that I'd get, you know, suck down this slippery slope, you know, and I'd lose my connection to God. And I mean, these are very palpable worries people have about creating too much, you know? So, yeah.
Okay, listen. I think usually I have a lot of people in the queue here who have called in to listen in, but this is very unusual because not anybody is pressing one to ask you a question. And I, oh, there
we go. Scaring them off, yeah.
Oh, here they come. They're all, everybody's pressing one now.
Yeah, because I love, this is real life, you know. We all think that spirituality is, you know, one day we're all enlightened, but daily living of dealing with a boss I can't stand, a credit card bill that's just making me really upset, my spending is out of control, or I'm stuck in a job I can't stand and I can't get out, or the economy, or I can't find a job. The thing I want to just emphasize to people is when you are in that, what you called, Cynthia, that fight or flight panic mode,
right.
Number one, you are not at your best, meaning you will not be at your best with creativity, with new ideas, with taking action. You just won't, because the blood is moving in a way that keeps you in protection mode. So that's when you won't, it won't think of you, you won't, it won't occur to you to call somebody, or you'll get an email and you'll just miss it, or we're not at our best
right.
when we're in that panic mode. So that's why the number one thing is to first calm the body down, and that's what I did with Don. Let's bring the anger down first, and then there's an opening. Maybe not all rich people are corrupt and wicked.
Right.
And that new realization can come into the body easier. And then if we had more time with Don, I'd help him. You know, what is the next action step you need to take in your business to move forward? But that's why the tapping is so powerful, because otherwise we would just live in our heads over and over about how I need to do this and procrastinate, or, you know, that.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's move to our next caller. 5488, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. This is Gloria. Good morning, Adele, Miss Cynthia. How is everybody doing this morning?
We're fine.
Great,
Gloria.
Great. Well,
are
yes.
you in the chat room this morning?
No, I'm not online right now. I knew we had a special guest, and I didn't know if we were even.
Okay.
I'm not in there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I wanted to ask, I was tapping along with the last caller, so hopefully my energy is a little clearer than what it was when I got on the call this morning in terms of my money blocks. A lot of the things that I heard coming up were things like, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. There was a lot of information that I received about, you know, the man is, you know, it's like us against them mentality, mm-hmm. where you don't want to really be like them because they didn't sound like anybody who was cool to be. I think that my thing is that I have an issue with the amount of money that I will allow myself to make as a
mm-hmm.
result, you know. I pretty much feel that I have some blocks in that area, just limitations that have that I've placed on, that are were either placed on me or that I've taken on as a result of hearing a lot of that. I heard a lot of that coming up, you know. And another thing was that I had to work really, really hard to have anything in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. yeah. So growing up, when you were a tyke in the house, you were
mm-hmm.
this sensitive girl absorbing the vibes of your folks, you might have picked up stuff like, you got to work hard for everything you get in this life, girl, you know,
mm-hmm.
and don't you think that you want all that luxury? You should be thankful for what you have. You should be
mm-hmm.
grateful, and of course
mm-hmm.
you are, but it may have created a belief that you're only allowed a certain amount, you know, like you just enough to get by, but
yes.
anything more would be too comfortable. You know, that would be gluttonous. That would be just, and then sometimes people say, well, I don't need that anyway. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm grateful every day. I say thankful blessings every day that I have a place to live and a car. And yes, we definitely do appreciate what we have. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes there's a block to daring to ask for the more, as if it would be greedy, as if it would be unspiritual.
Very
to
much.
Is that what's going on in your field?
Yes, very. I think so. I think that I do have that exactly what you just said, that
mm-hmm.
really wanting to be grateful but wanting more, and then that conflict that comes up with,
yeah.
well, if you're grateful, why would you want
then
more?
Why
you know,
you want
that,
more?
Yeah. Yes.
I love
yes.
it, because this is another thing that is so common in people's fields, because spiritual people don't want to feel greedy. They want
mm-hmm.
to feel grateful, and yet they are. Their heart is still daring to ask for the more, because when I have more money, I can have more influence, either in helping more people or serving in some way. I don't know what you do for a living, but it's not as much about greed. It's more about daring to expand what's possible for you in this world. So
yes.
when I look at you, let me just take a look. Gloria, right? Let me look at you.
Yes.
Yeah, they're telling me that, because there are many different ways that I could start with you, they're telling me to go back to your family. because I feel like there's a loyalty thing that's kicking in that, you know, you were raised to be a very, you know, humble, hardworking girl in your family. And if you start making too much, it might upstage your family. It might feel a little bit unloyal, like, who do you think you are? You know, that a little bit of a sense that you would be breaking away from your family, if that makes sense. Like, in our family, we are hardworking, humble people. So, you know, you would not want to, you don't want to be like that, you know, and you don't need all that. You know, this is where it's at. This is how we stay like good people. Is that vibrating in your system at all, the idea that if you did make more, you'd feel kind of guilty leaving people behind?
Yes, which is, yes, that resonates very, very deeply with me. I've just recently relocated like 1,300 miles away from my family, and I think that was one of the things that I was hoping to break away from, the barriers of having to be a certain way, to be around them, you know what I mean? Like, I can be more free to do, to grow more if I'm not constantly being, you know, feeling like I need to be loyal to the way things
are. There you go, that loyal word, because I was pinging, and they said she feels unloyal. And there's also, do you have a fear that if you did have more, they'd sort of expect you to help them out, like, this is also a common issue. If you start making more, everybody's going to come expecting you to give them a loan and help out with. Does that happen in your family?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. Everything that would stand in your way of why you wouldn't want to make more. Well, first of all, they're going to think I'm some stuck-up, you know, D. Or second, they're going to come after and expect that I'm going to help them with their bills, and that's not fair either. So I'll just stay very, you know, I don't want to make too much. It's going to cause too much problems. But on a personal level, you know, I wouldn't mind making more than just enough to get by. So there is a conflict inside. You moved to get away from this energetic thing that's going on with your family, but it's still in your field. Wherever you go, there you are, that kind of thing. So I would like to help you let go of some of this. Does that sound good?
It sounds great.
Fabulous. So of all the things, because I'm counting at least 5 or 6 things going on in your field, which one seems the loudest? It could be, if I get too successful, I'll feel unloyal to my family, and they would, you know, I would be not part of the family anymore. Is it, if I start making more money, everyone's going to be expecting me to help them, and that's not fair? Is it, they're going to think I'm stuck up and arrogant? And it'll hurt our relationship. Which one is the loudest for you? I'm counting these 5 things that are going on.
I think the loudest one would be because, like, I would want to give, you know. I would want to share. I would want to help. I would want to, you know, have my abundance become their abundance type thing. I would want those things for them. But I think the thing that would just, it would separate me from them in terms of, okay, now you're over there with the bad guys, and we'll stay over here with the rest of the guys, you know.
I
think that there would be like a separation.
Yeah. Oh, this is very common. And this is what's keeping you from daring to manifest the more. So when you think about that worry that they're going to look at me as now I've, you know, gone over to the dark side, or, you know, and they're over there. How loud does that feel in your field, 0 to 10, that this could really wreck your relationship with your family if you dared to create more financial abundance for yourself?
I would say an 8.
Anything in my work louder than a 2 or a 3, I pay attention to, because that's going to affect your behavior. That's going to keep you from, you know, talking to people who could help you, or researching, or going to a networking event, all the things that we need our energy to be flowing so that we can create abundance. When we're not doing those things, we tend to beat ourselves up. You know, I should be doing X, Y, and Z. And my question is always, okay, what is in this spirit's way? What is keeping the soul from daring to do things that could help her create? And you just nailed it. I feel like it would wreck my relationship with my family. And that's pretty precious, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just do some basics, tapping through the points. Okay, just tap the side of your hand, you know. Even though I'm afraid.
Even though I'm afraid.
That if I get more financially abundant.
That if I get more financially abundant.
My family will pull away from me.
My family would pull away from me.
And I'll be treated like the outsider.
And I'll be treated like the outsider.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Accept all these feelings anyway.
Accept all these feelings anyway.
Yeah, okay. Just tapping through the points at the top of your head. Yeah. Growing up, we weren't expected to make a lot of money.
Growing up, we weren't expected to make a lot of money.
Yeah, in between the eyebrows. People like us don't make a lot of money.
People like us don't make a lot of money.
Side of the eyes. And that's okay, I thought.
And that's okay, I thought.
Underneath the eyes. Because I'm so grateful for what I have.
Because I'm so grateful for what I have.
Underneath the nose. I truly am blessed for what I have.
I truly am blessed for what I have.
Underneath the lip. That sometimes I feel a little guilty.
And sometimes I feel a little guilty.
Collarbone. That my spirit wants to create even more.
That my spirit wants to create even more.
Underneath the armpit. Wouldn't that be a little bit unloyal to my family?
Wouldn't that be a little unloyal to my family?
Top of the head. Wouldn't that be like showing them up?
Wouldn't that be like showing them up?
In between the eyebrows. If I start getting more successful than them.
If I start getting more successful than them.
Side of the eyes. What if it makes them feel bad?
What if it makes them feel bad?
Underneath the eyes. What if it makes them look at me with envy or jealousy?
What if it makes them look at me with envy or jealousy?
Underneath the nose. And just keep tapping under your nose, Gloria. And look at your family right now. What are you seeing when you look at them? Like if you were to show up in front of their house driving some, you know, nice car or whatever. What are you seeing on their face?
Shock.
Shock. Okay. Underneath the lip. I don't want to shock my family.
I don't want to shock my family.
Collarbone. I don't want to lose this wonderful connection.
I don't want to lose this wonderful connection.
Underneath the armpit. But people like us were never supposed to be wealthy.
But people like us were never supposed to be wealthy.
Top of the head. I learned that that would be bad.
I learned that that would be bad.
In between the eyebrows. To be a good person, you should work really hard.
To be a good person, you should work really hard.
Side of the eyes. Be satisfied with what you got.
Be satisfied with what you got.
Underneath the eyes. But on some level.
But on some level.
Underneath the nose. I have a feeling inside.
I have a feeling inside.
Underneath the nose. That I'm destined for more.
That I'm destined for more.
Collarbone. I don't want to settle.
I don't want to settle.
Underneath the armpit, with my family's ideas of how I should be.
With my family's idea of how I could be.
Top of the head. But I don't want to lose their love either.
But I don't want to lose their love either.
In between the eyebrows. I'm really sorry. Life has been hard for my family.
I'm really sorry that life has been hard for my family.
Side of the eyes. They've worked so hard their whole lives.
They worked so hard their whole life.
Underneath the eyes. I know how hard they've worked.
I know how hard they've worked.
Underneath the nose. And their ship never really came in.
And their ship never really came in.
Underneath the lip. And they were so disappointed.
And they were so disappointed.
Collarbone. And on some level.
And on some level.
Underneath the armpit. They're just trying to protect me.
They're just trying to protect me.
Top of the head. From more disappointment.
From more disappointment.
In between the eyebrows. Just because it didn't work out for them.
Just because it didn't work out for them.
outside of the eyes doesn't mean it couldn't be different for me.
Doesn't mean that it couldn't be different for me.
Underneath the eyes. And it doesn't mean they don't love me.
And it doesn't mean they don't love me.
Underneath the nose. It just means they're a little conflicted about money.
It just means they're a little conflicted about money.
Underneath the lip. And they're worried I might change too much.
And they're worried I might change too much.
Collarbone. And I'm the same person now.
And I'm the same person now.
Underneath the armpit, as I will be.
As I will be.
Top of the head. Whether I have a lot of money.
Whether I have a lot of money.
Maybe 20 eyebrows or no money at all.
Or no money at all.
Okay, so take a couple deep breaths, Gloria. What came up for you as we did this simple exercise?
Oh, my goodness, the emotion that ran through me when
know,
you were talking about...
I know, I could feel it
about...
over here. I was like, yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh,
this was
a heat wave.
Yes,
of emotion.
Yeah.
That when you were specifically talking about them not having enough, and like I just felt just a lot of emotion at that particular, while we were tapping through that particular sequence. I mean, the rest of it felt really good and like a release, but specifically when you were talking or making the statements about them not, me wanting them to be okay. You know, just a lot of emotion there. It's very emotional. I was getting tears practically.
Oh, I know. And if we had more time, I would help you with the rest of these. These are the money blocks. This is energetic stuff that would keep Gloria from expanding. Because I don't want to lose my family.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be unloyal. I don't want to show them up. And on some level, part of me feels like I should stay humble and poor to show that we're still a family together. You know, that's our connection, that life is hard, we work hard, we're connected to the divine, and we don't need all that over there. Now, all that over there is not necessarily bad. It's a different experience that maybe Gloria is daring to say, you know, life doesn't have to continue to be hard. I might want to try something over there. It doesn't mean I've become a corrupt person. But yes, I'm so glad you're feeling what you're feeling. So tell me now, you were worried that you would lose connection with your family at an 8 if you started manifesting more. Are you still at an 8? Has it gone up or dropped in that fear that you would lose your closeness with them if you start doing your own thing?
It's gone down, I would say, at least to maybe a 4 or 5 there.
4 or 5, okay. Yeah, so there's more to clear there, but you can see how quickly we can move these blocks. It doesn't take all day, and you just feel the rush of emotion. That is what an energetic block feels like. It's not intellectual. It's not visualization and all that stuff. It's, I feel hot in the body. I want to cry. We found something that's very precious that we can embrace. Yeah.
Definitely.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Do you have any tips on what, I mean, like if I'm looking to continue tapping, I'm familiar with tapping, but I'm not as familiar with the scripting. You know, different types of scripting that you use for tapping.
Yeah.
Is there any other resource that we have for that or that you have for that?
You know, there's all kinds of ways of tapping on the web. Different people do it differently. I tend to work kind of intuitively, psychically, and I just read somebody's field, and I can hear the words people are feeling before they actually say them. So my way is a little bit different. I don't, like, write things down, but that's just the way I work. But that's not to say that there are a lot of other really good scripts out there that you could just download and work through. But in general with you, anything you can tap on that's related to loyalty with your family, that somehow if I start hitting the big time or doing really well and moving into a different bracket, you know, financially, my life would change. You know, they would be after me for handouts. I'd feel obligated to prop everybody else up. They would think that I'd called out to the man. Oh, that's a very strong belief that can mess us up. If you notice any of that banging around in your energy field, you can just tap on that and just get curious. What next? What next? What next? Okay. And at some point, you'll feel just so clear about money. It's not going to be clutching feeling. It's not going to be dreading feeling. It's going to be, I can handle it, you know? Mm-hmm. And if more comes in, that's fine. That's when you know you've cleared it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. I so appreciate that, and I definitely feel lighter and more clear about my, you know, the issues I have with loyalty. That was just something that was very well embedded in us early on.
Sure.
You heard that what goes on in this house stays in this house, and, you know, it's just, it's just a lot of that was going on with me. So, and I'm certain that it's blocking me.
Yeah, you want to be loyal to your tribe, loyal to what they expect of you. And it sounds like in your case it's gone a little bit too far. They have strong expectations of how you should be, and money is just another one of the things on the list.
Okay, so Adele, we've got people piling up in here, and we have 19 minutes left.
Okay.
We've spent a lot of time with these people, so I'm trying to figure out the best way to go through because
How about this? Let me just read everybody, and maybe, let me see, because I hate leaving people half-baked, you know, because everyone's issues are so interesting and rich to me, and yet, just in these two examples, you can see multiple flavors that affect everybody.
Right.
Or, I mean, that's why if people can tap along, even though it's somebody else's issue, and you tap, you're gonna stumble on your own. So let me just take a couple more people.
Let's see if we can, maybe what we'll do, we'll see if we can identify some other issues that people are having that will be a little different from this, and then we can maybe just do a general idea about tapping and how they can form their script around the tapping rather than actually walking them through the process. So hold on, let's see.
That sounds fabulous.
Okay. 9120, we're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Wilson. Good morning. Good morning,
Ms. Adele. Hello.
I guess both of those callers, I was tapping right along with everybody else. So thank you, because some of the things were revealed in my own energy field that I'm sensing going on with me regarding money. I'll make it really brief. I've been home with my son for the last 2 years. You know, I seemed like I was being pushed out of a field that I was working in for years. And I'm around a lot of people with lots of money, but I'm not seeing it coming to me yet. So what can I do to get it here?
Okay, let me just take a look.
I'll try to get the feeling that I have it already, but I'd like to see it.
Okay, so are you working right now, or tell me about your situation?
No.
Okay, so are you looking to create a job, or are you tell me more about what you're wanting to manifest.
I want to paint. I want to write. I want to do something creative, and I'm writing. I haven't started painting yet, but I don't want to go back to where I came from. I guess that's the block. I don't know. I was in the legal field.
Oh, okay.
So, but I really like being at home with my son. He's being homeschooled. That happened out of nowhere. That started in January, and he's an actor. So it seems like everything's focusing around me, him, in the creative field. I'm just cleaning a lot of stuff out. It seems like I'm in the process of cleansing.
Yeah, let me just take a look at you. I'm sorry, your first name?
Pam.
I'm sorry?
Pam.
Pam, okay, sorry. Okay, I didn't hear. Okay, let me just take a look at you, Pam. You know, Pamela, when I look at you, it feels a little isolated. It feels like you may be doing your creativity, but there are other things that are necessary to get your stuff in front of people or get noticed.
that it seems like you sort of shy away from that. How comfortable are you in telling people what you do or being noticed or promoting your work?
Ooh. Wow.
The sigh tells it all.
Congratulations. That's your money block. So if you're feeling a little squeamish about that, you can tap on things like, I'm uncomfortable. What would people think of me if they knew that I switched from the legal field to doing this? Or what if they don't like my work? You know, I feel so rejected, or, you know, that kind of stuff. It feels like that side of the house is a little bit, it could be fuller developed so that you can really get this thing off the ground, because you're creating good things, but it feels very like you're light under a barrel kind of thing.
Yeah. That's, wow. Yeah.
So tap on that. Tap on the fear of rejection. That you'll show your work, your painting or your writing, and people go, nah, or what is keeping you from submitting your work to publishers? Oh, I'm not ready yet. It's not quite right yet. It's typical, because I work with a lot of artists. It's not ready. It's not ready. It's never ready. It's always work in progress, because I can't quite, you know, just finalize things and contact the editor and get things going. That's where the money block is. It's fear of rejection. It's not good enough. I'll be laughed at, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So tap on that, and I think you'll feel more empowered to get this engine going.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing. That's a biggie.
Oh,
yeah, that's a big one,
especially with artists.
Well, let's go to our next caller. 3772, you're on the air. Hold on. Let me turn your mic on. 3772. Hello? Did you disappear? Can you hear me? Hello?
Maybe
I have to move
on.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you have a question for Adele?
Yes. I have a fear of losing my job. I had a couple of accidents on the job, and the claims were approved by OWCP, but still it's like everything I do, I cannot seemingly to get the people and my supervisor to give me a concrete modified job assignment. And recently I was told by a coworker that the supervisor was trying to get people to write adverse statements about me. So now I have a fear of going in there, and they also had a safety hazard problems with, I work in some place where they handle a lot of parcels and packages of rats, and so I had reported it, and things have been spiraling down from that. So, you know, I need my job. Of course, everybody needs their job right now. And I'm like 1 year from retirement, and I'm just trying to see how I can make myself overcome this fear of being scary of just, you know, losing my job so that I can cope and hopefully.
Yeah. Let me just take a look at you. I'm sorry, your name?
Judy.
Didi?
Judy.
Okay, sorry, the connection's not so great. Okay, Judy, let me just take a look at you. Okay. Judy, I know this sounds weird, but do you feel a little bit like, you know, like in a lot of corporate or work environments, there's like the in crowd and then there's out. You know, people are either in or they're out. That's what it feels like to me. Like somehow it's scary because you feel like all these people are somehow, I don't know, conspiring against you, or that you got to watch your back. You know, I can appreciate. How long has this been going on for you, Judy?
Several months, probably since February.
Okay. So it wasn't always like this. This was more of a recent development that you felt kind of like ostracized, or has it always been like this?
It really has kind of always been like this, but more prominent since February.
Okay. Okay. And tell me what your biggest fear is, that they're going to write false statements about you to get you thrown out of your job, or tell me about your worst fear.
That now that it's time for me to retire, I'm so close, I'll lose my job because of this.
Uh-huh. And what is this? If you had to explain, like in a couple sentences, what is this?
Well, I had physical impairments. Now I have emotional impairments. Well, I feel like I'm not in control of myself, and I just don't want to be provoked, or they provoke someone else to hurt or harm me.
Okay. Okay. Let's see, what time is it? I would love to do simple tapping.
We have
Judy,
9 minutes.
Possible. Okay. How loud is this fear in your body? Like 10 meaning you go into work every day scared to death, or zero, no fear at all? Where are you?
Well, then I'm not going to work. I did finally consult my doctor. So he's put me off temporarily right now. I'm still kind of like in a maze as to what the outcome is going to be.
You're not working right now, yeah?
Right. It's just like been almost a week.
Okay. You're waiting a decision. Is that what
yes.
you mean? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Because I was wondering if your question was, I got to go back into that hostile environment, or it sounds like you're waiting for a decision that you hope won't get you, thrown out of a job. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Because my body is just tense as a wire right now. So I imagine this is very stressful for you.
Yes.
0 to 10, how loud is it in your body?
9.
9. Okay. That's high enough to cause some serious health problems. So let's just do some 9, I call this 911 tapping. Is that all right with you?
Okay.
So Gloria, Judy, just tap with me. Tap to head. I'm so scared.
I'm so scared because I've seen others recently temporarily been put off the job for 6 to 8 months, and mm-hmm. I don't have any support other than myself to financially manage my
okay.
household.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's see if we can just calm your nervous system down. In the few minutes we have left, just tap the top of your head, Judy. I'm so scared.
I'm so scared.
Yep. In between the eyebrows. I am so scared.
I'm so scared.
Side of the eyes. What if they decide against me?
I'll just have to... I'll apply for disability retirement. I'll just have to apply for SSI, and
okay.
hopefully maybe I can get unemployment.
Okay, underneath the eyes, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. Can you say that? Underneath, yeah, just keep tapping. We're trying to calm your body down because this is a very high stress level. Just keep tap under your eyes. I don't know what I'm going to do. Can you say that?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yep, underneath the nose. It feels overwhelming.
It feels overwhelming.
Underneath the lip because it's out of my control.
Because it's out of my control.
Collarbone. And I am absolutely terrified.
And I am absolutely terrified.
Underneath the armpit. What if I lose my job?
What if I lose my job?
Top of the head. I'm a year away from retirement.
I'm a year away from retirement.
In between the eyebrows. I've had some injuries on the job.
I've had some injuries on the job.
Side of the eyes. What if they try to use that against me?
What if they try to use that against me?
Underneath the eyes. I can't lose this job.
I can't lose this job.
Underneath the nose. No wonder I'm so scared.
No wonder I'm so scared.
Underneath the lip. I'm absolutely terrified.
I'm absolutely terrified.
collarbone, because I feel so powerless.
Because I feel so powerless.
Underneath the armpit. I feel like I don't have many choices.
I feel like I don't have many choices.
Top of the head. I'm aware.
I'm aware.
In between the eyebrows. I might have more choices than I think.
I might have more choices than I think.
Side of the eyes. It's true, I can't control the outcome here.
It's true, I can't control the outcome here.
Underneath the eyes. And I know whatever happens.
And I know whatever happens.
Underneath the nose. I'll have choices.
I'll have choices.
Underneath the lip. They may not be easy.
They may not be easy.
Collarbone. But I know I'm not at their mercy.
But I know that I'm not at their mercy.
Underneath armpit. They've underestimated me.
They've underestimated me.
Top of the head. If I lose my job.
If I lose my job.
In between the eyebrows. I already have a possible plan in place.
I already have a possible plan in place.
Side of the eyes. With unemployment.
With unemployment.
Underneath the eyes. Social Security.
Social Security.
Underneath the nose. There are options if I have to. Yeah, underneath the lip. I'm still scared.
I'm still scared.
Collarbone. And it's okay to be scared.
And it's okay to be scared.
Underneath the armpit. It's okay to be scared.
It's okay to be scared.
Top of the head. I choose to let go of some of this panic.
I choose to let go of some of this panic.
In between the eyebrows, because I know whatever happens.
Because I know whatever happens.
Side of the eyes, God is with me. Yeah, yeah. What are you feeling, Judy?
Do we still have Judy?
Hello?
I think we lost Judy.
Okay. Oh, unfortunately. Okay. I wanted to just see if we could help get with the fear down. Maybe she'll call back in. But,
maybe.
Yeah, anytime someone's in a situation like that, before it develops into a full-blown illness.
Right.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people in that situation these days.
Right. Listen, this has just been such a dynamic Oracle Friday, working with you and working with people and issues with their money. And I can tell by the number of people that were calling in that we need to probably do this again real soon.
Oh, sure. It's fun. I'm very passionate about this. In this economy, anything we can do to get people to move forward, because we're not all at the mercy of a recession. There are things that we can do to still flourish and manifest what we want in our lives. Yeah.
I want to make sure people know how to reach out to you. Of course, you're located here in Atlanta. Woo-hoo! I'm glad about that.
Yes. I'm located here in Atlanta, although half my clients are out of state. So this type of work, you know, I've got folks in California, Nevada. So I happen to be residing in Atlanta. So if you're in the Atlanta area and want to come in and see me physically, that's great. But I work with a lot of people on the phone just like this. You know, do a psychic reading, you know, pull the stuff out of the body. Yeah.
How do we reach you?
My website is probably the easiest way is www.safehavenhealing.net. Safehavenhealing.net. Yeah, safehavenhealing.net.
Okay.
And that's got all my contact info on there and my phone and, yeah.
I love that name, safehavenhealing.net. Please reach out to Adele if you are having issues, physical issues. But today she was demonstrating the stress that money can cause, your belief systems. And what I noticed is how you were moving through the meridians. It was like thought, top of head, eye,
mm-hmm.
what we see, mouth, what we speak, heart, what we feel. Those are the major meridian points. I just love it. We're going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Father, we thank you for the beautiful energy that you show through Adele and her beautiful handling of all potential patients and clients who are spiritual energies created by you. Thank you for showing us the vehicle for healing, for wholeness, and love around money and the energy around money, not to be controlled by it or crippled in fear, but to learn how to use it for our benefit, for the benefit of others. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Oh, thank you, Adele. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed meeting everybody.
What a healing on money. Yes, thank you again.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, guys. Go ahead and pull down this archive. It's going to be a blessing to you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.